pasture.
Yeah.
Well, they all had names. Every horse had names. And that brings
hey, boy. What?
You whistle at them. You had different ways of making them understand that you wanted them to come to you. You understand? But they had a knack of knowing when you wanted to catch them and harness them or saddle them up. Somehow they felt it and they'd start running and you had to jam them. I'm going to tell you a little story about that. Years ago when I was coming up, they had a mule on the place by the name of Maud. And years later, I went out with a girl by the name, her name was Maud, and I never could get that mule out of my mind. She was such a lovely girl, and the mule was such a cantankerous mule.
Yeah.
I told her sister-in-law that some time ago, and she laughed. Yeah.
Yeah, and the you call them in, or would you say anything?
Usually whistle. I'll call them by name.
Okay, and to get them into a buggy, what would you say to them?
Well, you wouldn't whoa, back up. Yeah. Some of the times you used
when they were plowing a horse.
At Gene Hall.
Yeah.
Were the times used. Get up when you wanted. You slapped the reins. You said get up. Yeah. There's many ways you communicated with them. You understand? Different people. And now some of them were animals like horses were more intelligent than others. I remember we had
kinda like people, huh?
Yeah, I remember we had a horse. He could open most any gate. He had a knack. I don't know. You'd put trick latches on it. He'd open it. Unless you chain that gate and padlock it, he'd get through it. And it's the only one I've ever seen like that.
That's something.
Yeah.
Now, the male sheep is called a...
The ewe, I believe.
Okay, and the female was
a ram. The male is a ram.
Yeah. Did you use that with women around, or...?
Well, they never had sheep around, so you too much around this
They
section.
Wouldn't raise them for anything?
No, very seldom you saw some people that may have had the sheep, and that was only for a short while.
That happened for the...
Now, a goat, it's a billy goat, the male goat, and the female is the nanny goat.
They raise sheep for...
Well, some of them raised it. That was more of a... Well, just a... They just, I don't know, somebody may have given it to them, or they may have bought it to keep the grass down, you know, under certain circumstances.
Did they ever shear them?
Oh yes, they would share them, but there was no market. It wasn't done on a big scale around here.
Market for the...
No, wool.
Yeah. They didn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the male hog was a...
Boar.
Okay. And what did you call a male that had... Well, what would you do with a... The little ones were...
Piglets or pigs.
Yeah, and when they got a little older, it's a...
Well, they were pigs.
Yeah.
When they got mature, they were hogs.
Okay. Did you ever have, you know, when they got a little size on them, what did you call them? You ever call them...
Well, they were pigs.
Shoats?
No, they didn't use that word around here. They used the term piglets, pigs, you understand? Shoats were not commonly used.